Business ethics. What are ethics, ethics versus legality, and steps to making an ethical decision? What are ethics? Acting ethically in business. When we think about professionals in any field, we usually have clear expectations about their performance. We expect them to be good at what they do. We expect them to perform on time. We expect them to know the best way to carry out their responsibilities. We may even have certain expectations about how they should look or dress. We expect them to get the job done right and on time, and that they will treat us fairly and with respect. Webster's Dictionary defines ethics as the principles of conduct governing an individual or group one. Ethics deals with what is good or bad, right or wrong. Some people believe that ethics speak to morality. However, morality is more of an individual's belief system, which is influenced by their religion or upbringing. Ethics is a social, not religious, construct regarding how people should act in certain situations. Most people have a good understanding of what is right or wrong. Recognizing and navigating conflicting moral dilemmas poses the most significant challenge to license holders. What might seem right for one party to a transaction may appear less so for the other. Many factors influence our business conduct, including 1. Our own sense of morality, right versus wrong, and values. 2. Fairness and justice. 3. Federal, state, and local laws. 4. Ethical standards and codes of conduct set within our profession. 5. Responsibility to society and an understanding of how one's actions could impact the group. Following rules of conduct. Today, many define ethics as the way that society thinks about and evaluates the decisions and actions of others within the constraints of what that society deems as correct. In other words, a society or group defines the rules of conduct. As members of that group, individuals must think about how to act and then act accordingly. Many professional organizations have strict codes of ethics that all members must adhere to or face the consequences. Ethics are critical in the business world, and many large companies have adopted their own corporate culture that addresses how employees should conduct themselves as representatives of that company. Refusing to comply with that corporate culture could endanger the employee's position. In the real estate industry, there are many ethical concerns that an agent must consider. Depending on the state in which an agent practices and to which professional organizations the agent belongs, there are many canons of professional ethics the agent must follow. All states in the union have a minimum code of ethics that license holders must uphold or risk suspension or revocation of their license. Ethics versus legality. Adhering to both practices. Minimally adhering to state and federal law while practicing real estate is insufficient because a particular practice can be legal yet unethical. When a real estate license holder behaves unethically, it can harm clients and damage the entire profession's reputation. Federal and state legislation expressly prohibits license holders from engaging in specific actions. At the same time, there are some actions that license holders should not engage in, but may not necessarily be against the law. Take a look at the table below to see examples of each category as it relates to license holders. Prohibited actions. Bullet, steering, and blockbusting. Any violation of federal/state fair housing laws. Bullet, a misrepresentation of property. Bullet, dual agency without disclosure. Bullet, undisclosed kickbacks. Bullet, price fixing. Bullet, mishandling of client funds, commingling or conversion. Unethical but not illegal actions. Bullet, unprofessional conduct. Bullet, placing personal interests above the client's best interest. Bullet, conflicts of interest. Ethical dilemmas. Everyone has heard of an ethical dilemma. Many of us have most likely experienced one or more during our professional or personal lives. What then exactly is an ethical dilemma? The term ethical dilemma is defined as a situation in which individuals may find themselves when they Bullet, do not know the right course of action. Bullet, have difficulty doing what they consider to be right. Bullet, find the wrong choice very tempting. Since human beings are inherently flawed, how do they make the right decisions when faced with an ethical dilemma? Making good ethical decisions requires 1. Sensitivity to ethical issues. 2. Methods for exploring the ethical aspects of decisions. 3. Weighing considerations that should impact our choice of a course of action. Step-by-step approach to making ethical decisions. Select each item to learn more about each step involved in making an ethical decision. 1. Recognize the issue. Bullet, could my decision harm a person, company, or community? Bullet, how could my decision affect people with dignity, rights, and hopes for a better life? 2. Get the facts. Bullet, what are the relevant facts? Bullet, are there any unknown facts? Bullet, what options exist for action? Bullet, what would someone you respect say about your list of options? 3. Evaluate alternative actions. Bullet, is there an option that is best for the common good? Bullet, is there an option that allows me to be a virtuous person? 4. Make a decision and test it. Bullet, what would someone you respect say about the option you chose? Bullet, would you feel good about explaining your decision in public? 5. Act and then reflect on the decision later. Bullet, how were all concerned affected? Bullet, if you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choice? Would you do it differently